Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
We're keeping a really close eye on a developing story happened in Kansas City at an O'Reilly Auto Parts store in Kansas City, Kansas on Tuesday night. This is one of those stories that you've seen a few times across the country that have played out, but now it touches really close to home, and this one appears to be a little bit different than others. And all I'm saying, I'm just putting a little yellow flag up on this one. I've got a little warning flag up because I'm not exactly sure we know everything that's going on or where this is going to go. Here's what happened on Tuesday night at 47th and Parallel in KCK at the O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Two young men came into the store and apparently started stealing stuff. Auto fluids, brake fluid, whatever it may be. They were stealing things, and they were told to stop by the manager, a man named Carl Kampanen. And Mr. Kampanen said he said several times to stop, and the thieves then grabbed the stuff, walked out the door. He followed them outside and told them to drop the merchandise, and an altercation ensued then outside the store. And this is probably where the legal ramifications come in, is that the manager followed them outside the store to stop them from taking the products. A fight ensued, and apparently Carl Kampanen can really defend himself. There were no weapons involved in this whatsoever, none. Apparently on any persons, or at least that's what we're told at this point by authorities in Wyandotte County. Mr. Kampanen, the manager of the store, then got into this physical altercation with both of these thieves, alleged thieves, and one of them died, a young man, a 23-year-old named Diamond Steen. Authorities on the scene said, this is not an autopsy, said they believe that Steen was strangled, that strangulation was the cause of death. The other thief wound up going to the hospital with minor injuries but was taken away and obviously becomes a key witness in this now. And so we have an O'Reilly Auto Parts store where a manager stopped two thieves, allegedly. Video will either prove or disprove all of this. I'm not saying that I know. And a man was left dead where no weapons at all were involved. On Thursday, the district attorney in Wyandotte County charged Carl Kampanen with second-degree murder. And he's being held on a $125,000 bond that he doesn't have, so he's in jail right now. And those are the facts of the case. That's what we know. Now, being your serious podcast host and the journalist that I am, I read this story and I thought immediately, although the law is not my area of expertise, second-degree murder sounds a little high. Manslaughter, maybe. What are the charges of the fan that got into a fist fight with the Patriots fan on Sunday night, last Sunday night? He's going to be charged with something. I don't know if he has or not. Most people think it will be manslaughter. They got into a fight. And it will be some lesser charge because the man did die as a result of that. And there's no question we have 23-year-old Diamond Steen has lost his life after allegedly attempting to steal things from O'Reilly Auto Parts, and the manager stopped him. So I don't know whether this was a chokehold, that he was holding the man down and he died, or whether he pinned him on the ground. It was much bigger and pinned a much smaller man on the ground and just strangled the life out of him with his hands. We don't know exactly what occurred. Those details are not available yet. So there is not nearly enough time to make any sort of a judgment on what happened here. And I want to be clear about that. But as I continued to look into this story and read this story, the yellow flags kept popping up everywhere. We cannot ever in America now today, because the Democrats won't allow it. And they've now groomed me. The Democrats will not allow us ever to look at any of these cases without looking at race. I found nowhere in any description, in any story, that Diamond Steen, the victim, is black. Carl Kampanen is white. That's clear. The district attorney is black that filed the charges. One begins to ask, this young man named Diamond Steen, is he black? So I search. I can't find it out. They haven't given a lot of data on him. We don't know about a past criminal record. We don't know anything really yet about Diamond Steen other than he's dead. But I'm looking at the case thinking, uh-oh, second-degree murder, why? Why second-degree? It sounds high to me. For a store manager who is stopping thieves. And then I read a story where the district attorney, the black district attorney in KCK in Wyandotte County, gave a quote at a news conference when describing what happened and the charges that they had brought against Mr. Campanen, that there is, quote, no indication, unquote, from the officers on the scene that race was a factor. Okay, that doesn't confirm for me that Diamonstein is black, but it leads me to believe that he is. There's no indication, according to the officers on the scene, that race is a factor. But it gets worse. The district attorney, Dupree, then goes on to say in his news conference, and this is a really important quote. Dupree makes it very clear as the district attorney, quote, race did not play a part in the investigation in the concern of the officers or elements of the crime. Race did not play a part in the investigation. Okay, now that's a different thing entirely. Race not playing a part in the crime and race not playing a part in the investigation are two different things, and that's where I want to focus. Did race play a part in the investigation, and why would you say in your news conference immediately that race is not a factor in the police investigation and in the charges we have brought right here? Why would you even mention that? You may have been asked, the question was probably, was this a hate crime? Was it a race crime? It apparently must have been white on black, although, again, I can't verify that. I haven't seen a picture of Diamonstein, and I haven't read his bio, and I don't know his background at this point. As I said, this is all developing. But as I've described all this to you, can you kind of smell what I'm smelling? Can you sort of sense that a white O'Reilly Auto Parts manager chased a black young man out of the store for stealing stuff, wound up killing him, and now the black district attorney, the prosecutors in this case, have brought second-degree murder charges, and they're saying race didn't play any part in our investigation? Are you smelling anything that I'm smelling here? Man, this is a sad place we're at in this country. If that's what's going on here, if the result was, uh-oh, white man killed black man, we got to move on this or we're going to have riots on our hands in KCK. We have a major race problem in America that was created by Democrats. Period. Full stop. That's not Lady Justice being blind. That's not fair. You can't, as authorities, as police investigators, or as a district attorney, follow a case based on what the reaction of the public may be. But we know, you know, and I know, this is where we live now in the United States, that that is indeed the case. And anything to stop riots or problems or whatever may ensue, charges of racism, social unrest, more crime, we do what? We just sacrifice people through indictments, through charges, criminal charges. We're seeing it with conservatives being charged everywhere. Do you think those are rooted in race? It's one party against another. The other party thinks the white people are the racists. And so they're jailing them everywhere. It's a sad time in America for a lot of reasons, but there isn't anything more unjust than this, if indeed this is the case here. I don't know that it's the case here. And Carl Campanen may be a bad dude. He clearly is a good fighter. He took on two guys and didn't wind up in the hospital. He wound up in jail. One of the dudes is dead. Was this a man that lost his composure, got completely in a fit of rage while fighting against two and grabbed one and choked the life out of him on purpose? Yeah, that could have happened. That could have happened, sure. All things are possible here. I just don't like even hearing a black district attorney charging a white man who was just doing his job that none of this would have ever occurred had two thieves not walked in and started stealing stuff. None of this would have occurred. I don't like hearing the DA who is black saying race did not play a part in the investigation. When you're defending yourself the day you're announcing charges, it could be demonstrating that you're proving to the public exactly what you're doing. It's all possible. I don't know, but I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine being in retail now. You just got to let them go. And Kampanen probably knows that. He seems like if he's a store manager, he's probably been told that by O'Reilly. That's probably what the trial will be about. You were told by O'Reilly, just let him go. Don't O'Reilly Auto Parts policy is probably just let him go. Don't try to stop him. Don't try to be a hero. Let the cops do their job. That was the public reaction. And that was the public statement by the police in KCK and Wyandotte County all week long since this happened on Tuesday night has been, don't do this, vigilantes. Don't do it. Let the cops do it. Well, there's no cops there. So you're just going to let people steal stuff? There are stories surfacing that this O'Reilly Auto Parts had been an easy store to steal stuff from. Go in, take what you want, walk away. The police in KCK aren't doing anything about it. Even if they catch you on camera, they're not coming after you. Go steal your stuff. This was that store. Go steal your stuff. We see stores closing all over the country. We're seeing the iconic original Nike store in Portland, Oregon closing, where Phil Knight, the CEO of Nike, wanted to keep it open because it's history, it's tradition, it's iconic. And he tried to hire Portland police officers off duty to come work at the store and pay them double time to protect that store so they could keep it open. And the authorities in Portland said, no, we're short on cops. You can't hire our cops even if they are off duty, and wouldn't allow him to do it. So the Nike store is closing. We're watching stores close everywhere, all over the country. You've seen all these different chains that are closing stores that are simply getting ripped off too much. All in a time where people are not using retail the ones they want did anyway. Everything's being shipped to your house. It's a changing time for sure. But this is that O'Reilly Auto Parts store, by all accounts. This is the one where people routinely walk in most days and take something and walk out and nothing happens. And now we have a death and a second-degree murder charge where the authorities are saying race was not a factor in the investigation. Very interesting. In Washington, D.C., Ron DeSantis is, well, it's hard to say what is exactly happening with Ron DeSantis in Washington, D.C. specifically, but he is not gaining any traction really with the deep state in D.C., which likes him apparently more than Trump. But people like everybody more than Trump. It has come to light this week in a lot of circles, the donor circles, the swamp circles, that Trump just has something that DeSantis doesn't, and there's nothing they can do about it. This was brought to light a couple of nights ago, where at the exact same time, Ron DeSantis was appearing at a big fundraiser, you know, suit and tie fundraiser with George Bush donors, with Bush family donors. He's at the fundraiser raising money with all the Rhino Bush people, the donor class, raising money, while Donald Trump is in Iowa at a pizza place sports bar that looked like the other place here in Kansas City. They're from Iowa, but I don't know that it was the other place, but it sure looked like it, or sure looked like one. He's at a pizza place that's packed. I mean, they could be over fire code at this point, and Trump has ordered up a whole bunch of pizzas and paying for them, and he's standing there where they come out from the counter, and he's just handing pizzas out to people. And people are clamoring to see Donald Trump and take pictures and get a free pizza from Donald Trump. While DeSantis is deep in the heart of Texas, in Houston, in Bush country, with all the Bush money people raising money at a stuffy dinner. And most of the pundits and people in Washington, D.C. are now seeing this going, well, that's 1990s. That's not how it works. That is not what today's Republican Party is or wants. Today's Republican Party wants populists. We want people that are in pizza places handing out pizzas. We want people that we could sit down and watch a football game with, or hell, go to bowling night on Thursday night. Trump could walk into a bowling center with his suit on and order up a cheeseburger and fries and a Diet Coke in a bowling center and sit there with the bowlers and fit right in. It's remarkable that he has that, but he does. And he's always had that. And it's never stood out more than a contrasting moment this week where DeSantis was at a private fundraiser with all the Bush money and Trump was in Iowa handing out pizzas to rowdy young people eating pizza. In a nutshell, that's what we have in this election. That's the choice we have to make. Another choice we're going to have to make, I think, is the war in Ukraine. I think this is going to become a major issue, and it is important for Donald Trump to make this next year at some point after he's the nominee, maybe the most important issue. Because the economy's baked in. We know that. People live that. You can remind them of that, but you don't have to explain that to them. If we go out and tell the story of this war in Ukraine, which is about $125 billion in, and Zelensky came over again this week begging for more of our money, and make no mistake about it, this is money out of me and you. We're paying for this. We're into the thousands, all of us at this point. Every household is in for the thousands of dollars for a war in Ukraine that we don't want and we don't benefit from. And the elite ruling class does benefit from. And we've seen the Bidens benefit from this their entire lives. This should be against the law, what's going on. There are strong members of Congress and even the Senate now that are speaking out against the war in Ukraine, saying enough, no more money. We'll support them. We've given them what we can, but our part is over. You got to win this thing or lose this thing on your own now. We're out. We're tapped out. There are plenty of people saying this. I've been saying it for a year. I was in on this war for about 90 days. And as I did more and more research on Ukraine and knew of the corruption, because that's what they came after Donald Trump. Remember, they came after Trump for corruption in Ukraine. Well, he doesn't have any ties to Ukraine. It was the Biden family that has the ties to Ukraine. So that's why they came after Trump. We're going to go ahead and set the table and make it look like everybody's scamming in Ukraine. So by the time it circles back around on Biden, it doesn't stick. We will have already hit Trump for Ukraine. It's one of the single most corrupt places on earth. And this war is corrupt. We've said it now here for months. They have closed churches, Christian schools. They have jailed pastors. He has put his political foes in jail, just like Joe Biden is attempting to do here, and now they've canceled elections. This is not a democracy. You're being lied to about Ukraine. It is not a democracy. It is exactly what Barack Obama and Joe Biden want to make the United States of America, a one-party rule and a one-person rule. Find the right person to be your leader, put them in for 30 years, run the thing to socialism, and be done with it. Constitution be damned. That is indeed what the Democrats want in this country. We cannot allow that to happen. It has happened in Ukraine, and they're pawning it off on you as a democracy, and so are most Republicans. I am thrilled to see Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has said he's done. No more money from him. He's out. Thank you. We appreciate that. Mark Alford, a friend, former colleague, terrific congressman from Missouri right here in the Kansas City area, is still supporting the Ukraine war in his way. We'll see what happens here over time. But Rand Paul goes on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo. And the question comes up here. This is, and to me, this is one of the worst things yet. There's an American journalist. There's a lot of visibility. If you notice, there's a lot of visibility about the American journalist in jail in Russia. Russia has jailed an American journalist from, I think, the Wall Street Journal, or a freelancer for the Wall Street Journal. There is an American journalist being jailed in Ukraine for the same thing. He was doing stories that were apparently fair and balanced, but it made Russia look okay in some cases, or was pointing out that Ukraine was doing things that were bad in the war. And he's in jail. An American, we've spent $120 billion on this war. We can't account for where the money has gone. And this country has an American in jail for being a journalist, and Biden has done nothing about it. And this is when this wonderful piece that everybody in America needs to see and hear happens over about the next 90 seconds on Fox Business News.
Incredible story about an American journalist, Gonzalo Lira. He's reportedly right now in prison in Ukraine on allegations of spreading Russian propaganda. I don't understand this, that Joe Biden could approve $113 billion of money to Ukraine, and yet he has not tried to get this American journalist out of prison there. How is that possible?
It's even worse than that, Maria. They've canceled the elections. What kind of democracy has no election? So next year, Zelensky said he's not going to have an election because it would be inconvenient during the war and would be expensive. Well, the thing is, if you don't have elections, why in the world would we be supporting a country that's not a democracy? They've banned the political parties. They've invaded churches. They've arrested priests. So, no, it isn't a democracy. It's a corrupt regime. And are the Russians any better? No, the Russians are worse. But at the same time, we don't always have to pick some side to be on. But the ultimate reason I'm against this is we don't have the money. And when we borrow more money, it leads to more inflation, leads to more likelihood of recession in our country. And so we just can't keep doing it.
That's simply the best of the best, Rand Paul, and I'm completely in agreement with him. This whole thing is a joke, and Zelensky coming over here begging and asking for more money was a joke as well. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of his act. He's got a little Fetterman to him. If you're going to come over here and beg from Congress, and McCarthy has said, you're not giving a speech to Congress again. You're not coming to the House of Representatives and speaking to us. That's not happening. So even if you consider McCarthy a rhino, or even some of the people that are not really conservative in the Republican Party are saying, you're not going to come speak to us. For God's sake, when you come over here, put a jacket and tie on. Can you not tell it's some sort of a little totalitarian regime when he dresses like he does? Does he not remind you of Fidel Castro a little bit? The way he dresses and runs around? Make no mistake about it. Zelensky, unless he's taken out in a coup of some sort, is clearly going to be the president of Ukraine the rest of our lives. He's going to be there 30, 40, 50 years. It's pretty obvious, unless he loses the war or loses his life. There'd be no free and fair elections in Ukraine. He's going to keep that thing forever. That's what leaders like. They want ultimate power and control over everything. And that is what Obama wants. It's actually what Obama's living right now, controlling this country the way he is with his party. It is a sad state of affairs, truly. Joe Biden's a sad state of affairs. He was speaking at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and he was extolling the virtues and crediting and citing all the merits at the dinner and reception for the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, where he said, it's just the wonderful work of everyone here at the Congressional Black Caucus that has led us to a time and place where life is better and there is more equality. The idiot is in front of the Hispanic caucus and blurts out loud that they're the Black caucus. He's looking right at them and says Black caucus. I don't have a photo or a video from behind Biden. There probably wasn't a Black person in his vision anywhere. Unless maybe it was a Secret Service agent or something. He calls him the Congressional Black Caucus to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He had a rough week. He forgot to shake the hand of the Brazilian president, who was miffed and went, like, what? Dude, it was really awkward. But everything's awkward around Joe Biden, who says he is still running. We shall see, shall we? Remember Oliver Anthony? The singer of the song Rich Men North of Richmond said he didn't want to take money, didn't know what to do. He started making some money on the downloads. It went to number one on the charts. It's awesome. I have nothing but great things to say about the song, what he was trying to say, the passion with which he sang. And then he spoke too much. He said over and over, I'm just in this for, you know, I've been homeless and an alcoholic and I found Jesus, and he's saying all the right things, and I'm not interested in the money. He turned down very quickly. He turned down, I think somebody said $7 million from a record label. Like that week, he turned it down. Ah, it's not me. I'm not doing that. Well, the dust is settled. We are weeks and weeks down the road. Nobody's talking about him or his song. And Oliver Anthony has very quietly signed with a major label that represents Jonas Brothers, Lizzo, some other country artists, a big, giant, mega corporation music label has signed Oliver Anthony to a multi-album deal. I've got nothing bad to say. He's got every right to do that, and I would do the same thing. The only mistake he made was saying he wasn't going to do it. He did take his time. He wasn't wrong there, but I'm sure he got representatives. I'm sure he got an agent that shopped it around. They got the best deal, and he got this. So in the end, he did what not everyone in that industry. My current favorite band, the Turnpike Troubadours, won't do it. They built their own record label. They can't get played on radio because they're not with corporate radio. They won't go with Sony Music or RCA Nashville or any of these other big labels that have come after them and said, hey, sign this 3-album deal and we'll set you up and you'll make all this money. And they've said, nope, you're not touching any of what we make. We have our own label. We'll distribute it our own way on Spotify and wherever. And if we never have a song played on the radio, we don't care. We're not going to be counting money at the end of all this. We're going to make the music we want to make. So I have respect for bands like that. They won't do it. They literally own their own record label and basically can't get played on radio. But if they signed with the people that Oliver Anthony signed with, and make no mistake, they could sign today with a record label, they'd get played everywhere. They'd make more money. They'd sell more albums. Look, I'd do it. I don't think I'd be the artist who would say, I'm not going to sign and make more money and have guaranteed money and do it this way and have you do everything in my career, promotion, setting up concert, like everything. They handle everything top to bottom in your career when you sign with them. Now, they make a lot of money off you, but there's a lot more money to be made because they have the ins with all the important people. They get you on the Today Show, you know, playing music outside on the street. They get you on CMT as a guest host. They get you played on every radio station in America. It's a big deal. It is absolutely a big deal. But I can respect artists that don't, and the Turnpike Troubadours don't run around telling people that they're not signing with a label. They just haven't done it for 15 years. They just do their thing. They are Oliver Anthony, or what he was for 6 weeks before he sold out to the corporate entities. He did it. Again, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'd do it. If I was nobody, if I was Oliver Anthony out of nowhere, there's no chance I would have said no. I would have absolutely signed with the corporate label and gone that route. No questions asked. I would have never thought about it twice. KKHI is brought to you by our friends in Manhattan. This is a great deal at Colbert Hills, the number one golf course in the state of Kansas, and Manhattan's number one hotel. They're teaming up to provide you a fall stay-and-play experience. There is no better time to go to Manhattan and the beautiful Flint Hills than fall. And when you go, it's going to go first class, the Bluemont Hotel and Colbert Hills. Get this, stay-and-play. If you haven't played Colbert Hills, the stay-and-play package, four people. You can do twosomes or foursomes. It's just $110. For your room and your golf per person. That's crazy. $220 for two people to stay the night at the Bluemont Hotel and two rounds of golf at Colbert Hills, or $440 for four people. That's crazy. Or you can choose to stay at the actual golf course at the Sammy Family Lodge and get the same great deal. Now, they're all subject to taxes, fees, availability, all that stuff. Call Zoe at the Bluemont Hotel, and she'll set everything up. She's in sales and events. And she will do everything as your personal concierge. No matter how many days you want to play, if you want to go play the wonderful course in Junction City as well and stay a couple nights or do some other things around town, dinner reservations, she can handle it, absolutely all of it. There's limited availability, but Zoe can help you right away. Call 785-473-7091 and work on a couple of dates that work for you. She might even hook you up with some free drinks at Goolsby's while you're at the Bluemont Hotel. Ask her for a free cocktail. I would. $110, stay, play Colbert Hills, and ask Zoe for a free drink. I would. 785-473-7091. The best way to do this is to come in the night before, stay the night. They have a complete golf simulator, state-of-the-art golf simulators at Goolsby's there at the Bluemont Hotel. You can work on your game. It tells you your swing speed, everything about whether you're slicing, hooking. It's a training aid. It's right there at the hotel. So stay the night before, work on your game indoors at the state-of-the-art golf simulator, and then go play Colbert Hills the next day. Again, the phone number is 785-473-7091. Ask for Zoe. That is a great deal. Thank you to my guys at Colbert Hills and the Bluemont Hotel for putting that together for our listeners. EarthFX Outdoor came out to my house yesterday. I told you I had an issue with a sprinkler head that was throwing water all over a power outlet that was controlling the landscaping lights, and I had all kinds of issues going on. They came out, took care of it in very short order, something I couldn't really have fixed. The sprinkler head needed to be kind of fixed and adjusted, and then the power box reset, and they got the landscape lights back on. It was easy. It took him about 30 minutes. It was not expensive, about $100. That's pretty good, man. I had an electrician lined up to come out on Monday, and just showing up was going to be $189 before any work was going to be done, because I knew it had to do with the power box shorting out. And EarthFX came out and did it for about half that. Well, the total job is going to be half that for sure. EE Outdoor for all your landscape needs. Anything you need, service, repair, small projects, large projects, eeoutdoor.com, 816-478-7700. That's 816-478-7700 for EE Outdoor Lawn and Landscape, eeoutdoor.com. And Window World, simply the best for less. Customer satisfaction is their goal. They have American-made windows with a lifetime warranty. They're the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, and they are simply the best for less. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, it's a free analysis and estimate. There is never any pressure, no sales pitch here. They're just going to show you their products, tell you what they'll do, offer you 0% financing. If you'd like it, just call 816-799-0820. Online at windowskansascity.com. The official windows of your Kansas City Chiefs is Window World. On to sports, and the Kansas Jayhawks are hosting BYU on Saturday afternoon in Lawrence. It's their first sellout of the season. They are 3-0. We've got a couple of games in our area that are 3-0 versus 3-0. We have KU-BYU, and we have Missouri-Memphis, 3-0 versus 3-0. The only team that's lost around here is Kansas State. They get Central Florida on Saturday. So here we go. What's the storyline going into the Kansas game this week? Well, apparently it made big news in Salt Lake City when Lance Leipold was asked this week by media at his weekly news conference, what stands out to you most about the BYU Cougars? And he said the age-old line they have used in college football for decades, and he said their maturity because their average age is 22. And boy, I guess you can't say that in Salt Lake City anymore because their feathers are all ruffled, that this is some sort of an anti-Mormon sentiment, that it is bigoted, that you're not supposed to say this anymore because these young men go on two-year missions, and then they come back and play football, and it's got nothing to do with football. It has to do with being a Mormon and going on a mission. Remember, Andy Reid played at BYU. Not every player goes on a mission that plays at BYU, but it's important to point out that Lance Leipold is right. And of you know, all places to say something like that, the popular place to say something would be in Lawrence. He's not going to catch any heat at home from this. Saying, listen, the Mormons and their mission work makes them a better football team. It's true. The average age is almost 22. They've got an offensive tackle that's 26. 65 of the players in their program have served 2 years in a Mormon mission and then come back to play football. So, on average, they're 2 years older than every team in the country. They just are. And they play with a maturity that comes with age. We know this is true in sports. Lance Leipold didn't say anything wrong. And if BYU thinks they're going to, in an age of political correctness, somehow invoke wokeness in missionary work, good luck. Lance Leipold's just telling the truth, but it is a big deal around BYU country that he said this. It's been said for years. I've heard this for decades. But you also know it's true. We got to get to a place where it's just not news to say something that's true. My God. Will Howard at Kansas State is getting ready to face UCF. It would appear that his day-to-day situation is better. It is soft tissue. He was questionable earlier in the week. Colin Klein, the OC there, says it's soft tissue and he's doing better every day. We expect Will Howard to play. We also expect Avery Johnson to play in the game against Central Florida on Saturday night. Maybe an expanded role for Avery Johnson, perhaps throwing some passes in this one as well. Missouri taking on Memphis, 3-0 versus 3-0. I think the interesting footnote to this game, there's two things. Missouri has to back up what they did last week. They can't go lay an egg. They're favored against Memphis. But Memphis is a good team. This is no slouch. The interesting note of this game, first of all, Brady Cook's been day-to-day, but we think he'll play. He finished the game last week. There's no reason to believe he wouldn't play this week. Missouri paid Memphis to move this game from Memphis to St. Louis. This was going to be a home-and-home series. And Missouri, after they signed the contract and got there, said, you know what? How much more do we have to pay you to not play you in Memphis to move it to St. Louis? And so they did it. And they moved this single game to St. Louis, where it will be a decidedly home crowd for the Missouri Tigers. This is not going to be much of a neutral site. Ole Mizzou should have a good home field advantage. And good for them, as they could possibly get to 4-0 with a win over Memphis on Saturday. Lee Sterling's coming up, brought to you by The New Car Image, online at thenewcarimage.com for all your detailing, cleaning, service, and licensing needs for your vehicles, even fleets. It's thenewcarimage.com. Call 816-499-1470 and clean up your ride today like it's never been cleaned before. thenewcarimage.com. Back 9 Development is your custom builder. If you're looking for a new home, you owe it to yourself to sit down with TJ and discuss exactly what you want to build and see if he can do it. He's building some really unique homes in the area that are not traditional, but the owners come to him and say, we want to do something completely different. We want this, this, and this. If you have something unique you want to build, he can make it happen. He's got great architects and engineers on his staff that will work with you and develop and build the project of your dreams. Residential and commercial, anywhere in the Kansas City area, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, back9development.com. The entire portfolio is online at back9development.com. And 360 Document Solutions, your business solution to be more efficient and make more money. What business doesn't want to make more money? Man, if you can get better machines in your office for a lower price and be more reliable because the service of the company that provides them for you is right around the corner and they'll be there anytime you call them and ask, that makes you a better business. That's what 360 Document Solutions does. So many companies have copiers, printers, phone systems, whatever, from big corporations where when they break down or you have confusion with them, you call somebody and you're on the phone with somebody in Guatemala and you don't know what the heck to do. And there's nobody around to service them. That's not 360. They got their own folks that handle all this. Anywhere in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, you should call Mark Lindquist and his team and see if they might have a better solution for you. 913-745-5344. And who doesn't want to do business with conservatives and great patriots and sports fans like the guys at 360documentsolutions.com? All right, Lee Sterling is here. We're going to go over our college games, get his thoughts on those, the Chiefs and Bears coming up. It's always great to have Lee Sterling here. He is 25-11 on the young season, and he's got another Baker's Dozen this weekend. If you'd like to jump in on that, it is time for our pick segment at KKHI. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Buck Roofing, online at rbuckroofing.com. Sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head.
Now we say hi to Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. He is off to a 25-11 start this year. That is, well, that's easy money. If you signed up at the beginning of the year, you're 14 games over 500 with Lee Sterling. We love that. You can always reach him with his 800 number, 800-400-9741. But the website is invaluable. Go there and enjoy it. He puts videos up. He's got all kinds of different takes on teams and content there that's absolutely free. ParamountSports.com. And hello, Lee Sterling. Congratulations on your hot start.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we went 8-4 last week for our clients on the executive phone service. Went 8-5 on the Baker's Dozen. Winning record. I know everyone would love a 10-3, 11-2 record. Had a couple close losses, but 8-5 there is going to make you money. And I'm going to bring it back. People love it. They love to try it week by week sometimes before they're ready to go. And you want to do it one more time or missed a chance last week. Probably we won't have it next week, but Baker's Dozen, 13 games, just $97 for Saturday and Sunday. As soon as you purchase it, a window pops open with all 13 games. So you don't have to call me back Saturday morning or Sunday morning. You're ready to go to bet it right now. And let's stay on this run here, ParamountSports.com.
All right, $97, 13 games this weekend, or the whole season for $9.97, ParamountSports.com. Lee, before we get to your selections this week, I got to ask you, we saw an incredibly sloppy Chiefs team get a win last week, and the Kansas State-Missouri game was a prominent game in our area, and it was sloppy as hell. Those teams were just a mess trying to play giveaway against each other all day long. Is football going backwards? Have we softened this sport so much that teams are actually not prepared to play quality football at the start of the year?
I think it's a combination of everything, in the transfer portal. A lot of kids are coming over in the fall, and if they win a starting position, they're not, completely acclimated to the offense or defense. You're seeing more penalties here. There's a lot of times, let's be honest, where you could see a defensive end, he's trying to bat a pass down and his hand ends up touching the helmet or grazes it, and they're throwing a penalty. So, it's not like when you and I grew up playing the sport. So it's not the same, but I think it's going to get better as the season goes on. What a great atmosphere, though, for that Missouri-Kansas State game. I mean, sellout crowd, and it may not have been perfectly played, but the way it ended, 61-yard field goal, are you kidding me?
I agree. And that was an entertaining game. The Chiefs Jaguars was not entertaining, and the Chiefs right tackle had five penalties in the game. One player got called five times for three different penalties. We saw one mistake after another, and I cannot explain to anyone how this Chiefs offense with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid as the coach is struggling like it is. I'm watching the Dolphins play every week. They're ready to go. Right. What's wrong with the Chiefs offense?
The receivers getting them on page with Patrick Mahomes and not playing enough during preseason, although they actually played more Patrick Mahomes than most starting quarterbacks. So it's a combination of everything. You know, used to be, when you and I were growing up, six preseason games.
Yeah.
I mean, now if a prominent starter plays more than a half, you're shocked in the entire three-week preseason. You know, they have these, you know, practices where they'll have the two teams together, and they call that, you know, getting a lot of work in. You can't replicate playing in a game. You just can't.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to more quality football as the season goes on, because, you know,
I think it's going to happen. It takes time, Kevin.
I know. It just seems like it's standing out more to me this year, and maybe it's just our area teams, but I watched that Colorado game late into the night last Saturday night, and Colorado's sloppy as all get out and had to pull the rabbit out of the hat against a team that, based on what they'd done the first 2 weeks, they should have just pounded, and they were sloppy and did weird things. It's everywhere, and I'm just hoping it cleans up, because I do like entertaining football, and I can live with sloppy, entertaining football, but most of the times when a game is sloppy, it's ugly, like the Chiefs-Jaguars. That thing was hard to watch.
Yeah, but at least the Chiefs have a defense. Years past,
they do.
3-4 years ago, defense was not going to bail them out. So not many teams that can shut down that Jacksonville offense like they did.
That was nice. All right, let's do some games here, and we'll start with Ohio State and Notre Dame. This is a huge college football game with lots of implications.
It is, and I think this is going to be a well-played game. I mean, you have two high-powered offenses, and first test for both teams. I mean, most of these other teams have played at least one top-level Division I team. These two teams haven't. Now, last year, Ohio State, C.J. Stroud, after three games, he's rolling along. 12 touchdowns, no interceptions. This year, Kyle McCord, okay. 7 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. How big has Sam Hartman been to the Notre Dame offense? Well, the Wake Forest transfer, he has been the best transfer, in my opinion. After three games, rolling, and then the fourth game, just unconscious, he and the backup combined 15 touchdowns, no interceptions, when last year they were sitting there at 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions after 3 games. So they have a passing attack for the first time here. The home field advantage is big. Their running backs averaging 8.3 and 6.6 yards per carry, even better than the Ohio State running backs. And Ohio State has not done well as a road favorite. 1-7 against the spread when they're not in the horseshoe here. I think the wrong team is favored. I like Notre Dame outright, 28-24.
All right. Missouri Tigers got their biggest win in a long, long, long time, and maybe the best SEC non-con win this year, beating number 15 and number 11 Kansas State, depending on the poll that you look at, on a 61-yard field goal. Is there a hangover from that as they go to play Memphis, or are the Tigers ready to roll? They're a 5.5-point favorite.
So injuries, obviously the quarterback Cook is a game-time decision with that bone bruise. Tough kid. You know, sometimes that's worse than a sprain, but I think the kid's going to try to give it a go here. And when I'm looking at this Memphis team has some weapons on offense. But, you know, what's crazy is they just have not done well here, you know, on the road. I mean, you talk about struggling on the road. They might be maybe one of the worst in the country. 1-16 straight up. 3-14 against the spread since Ryan Silverfield took over here. So, you know, obviously they're looking to get it going here against a team that might have a little bit, you know, of a hangover. But they've got some receivers. You know, we talk about talent, and they always seem to have offensive talent, but they're getting it to the wrong guys. I love this transfer running back that they brought in, Blake Watson, number 4. Watch him from Old Dominion. Really good. They're playing him running, catching the ball, but their best two receivers are number 3, Rock Taylor, and number 0, Demir Blackumsey. These two guys are really good, but they're throwing to the other two receivers more here, and their defense, I mean, They got run over by Navy. They were lucky to win that game here. Great game plan. You got to give, Eli Drinkwitz credit. You know, we talked about being a game manager, throwing underneath, but he pushed the ball down the field, created some situations they were able to take advantage of. I think they seem to always be able to beat these teams that they're better than, more talented than. I like Missouri here. I think they win this game here, 31-21.
I'm with you, and I think Luther Burden is growing up right before our eyes, and the Chiefs could sure use a player like that. It's going to be another year for Luther Burden, but that guy can play, man.
Yeah, the question is, does he stay around for another year, or does he go to an Ohio State or an Alabama?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Never know. Take the money and run.
Okay. Kansas State's had the week from hell. They've lost their defensive captain. Their running back is out for this Saturday. Will Howard is questionable. And they lost on a 61-yard field goal. Please tell me this is going to turn around against Central Florida.
Central Florida's without their star quarterback, Tyrese Plumlee, who is a really good runner. Not a great passer, but he drops back. He turns it into almost a designated run sometimes. So, you know, there are some injuries for both sides. I think you're going to see both the Kansas State quarterbacks. I think you're going to see Avery Johnson here some. Super fast kid, got a great arm. An incredible athlete, him running and maybe even throwing some, and maybe like a 70-30 split between he and Will Howard. UCF, four straight non-covers on the road here. I don't think their offensive and defensive lines match up here. They lost their best center to Miami. He transferred in the portal here, and I don't think you can overcome Daniel Green for the season, but maybe for 1 week you can here. I think Kansas State bounces back 28-20.
Kansas Jayhawks are a big favorite after struggling against a terrible Nevada team on the road last week against BYU coming to Lawrence. First sellout of the year for the Jayhawks. BYU won on the road at Arkansas last week, and the Jayhawks are a huge favorite. What do you think?
Kansas's offense is dynamic, but they're starting to go into uncharted territory as a big favorite versus a traditional battle-tested team. BYU loves these type of setups here. They're 7-1 against the spread the last eight versus the Big 12. Dog in BYU games, 10-2 against the spread the last 12. And how well does Kalani Sitake's teams perform as a road underdog? 17-8 against the spread the last 25 here. Kansas escapes 31-27.
In the National Football League, the Chiefs are hosting the Bears Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium, and I don't see any way the Bears win this game, but do they cover the spread?
So I think Justin Fields is really talented, and late in the year last year, they were using him. They were moving the pocket, allowing him to run and throw on the run, had some really good play calls and really accessing his talents, but this year, they're trying to make him a pocket passer, and it just has not worked at all. You know, all the things going on with this team, people would think, well, Matt Nagy, he's got an axe to grind, and he's probably preparing. Yeah, he probably is a little more, but I don't back teams that the offense is not clicking, and Kansas City's not there yet. Now, they'll probably do it this week and play much better against Chicago. This is what the doctor ordered. But the defense, which has been incredible, I don't know if they match up real well against the Chicago offense. That last year, the team was 0-2 against the spread with dual threat quarterbacks of the Bills and the Titans here. I think Kansas City wins 31-20, but the Bears stay under the number. Maybe if you see a bunch of people cheering when it's like 31-13 and Chicago scores with about 30 seconds to go in the game, you know they got a lot of money on the Chicago Bears.
Or like Sean McVay last week, kick a field goal with four seconds left to cover.
was that crazy?
Now,
he did have an explanation for it. They didn't think they were going to have more time. But, you know, if you got 7 or 8 seconds to go, I can understand it. And then maybe, you know, you complete an onside kick and get the ball, and you can maybe throw it in the end zone. But that was the game. So
he knew the spot.
I just don't think he understood how many people had money on that game.
Oh, I think he knew. I think he knew, and he did it. He had three choices. He could have kneeled on it. He could have thrown a Hail Mary, which risks a player injury, or just kick the field goal to make your fans happy. And he's like, I'll kick the field goal to make my fans happy. Yeah. That's easy.
That and also, I don't know if you realize this. I forget about it sometimes. Point differential is one of the – it's way down there. You know, it's head-to-head, conference record. Might be like 6th, 7th, 8th tiebreaker, but – You never know. How would you like to not make the playoffs because you maybe could have kicked the field goal at the end of the game?
No, I'm thrilled. I would have done the exact same thing, for the record.
Right.
Okay, your free play this week is the Miami Dolphins and the Denver Broncos. And if you want to get that, you can call Lee. He'll personally give it to you free of charge. It's his game of the week. It's in the NFL. Dolphins, Broncos, 800-400-9741. You see something you really like in this one.
I do. And I'm going to give it away to the first 10 callers. You want to get the Dolphins. I know them well. And I think I've figured out Denver, too. I found something no one's looking at. You want to get Denver and Miami on me. Be one of the first 10 callers. Call 800-400-9741. 800-400-9741. And this is a big weekend. You want to hop on board Baker's Dozen. 13 games, just $97. You want to try 2 weeks of the phone service. We discounted that to $127, or the entire season through the Super Bowl. We lowered that just $997. Use coupon code SAVE300. One place only, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you are the best, buddy. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your hot start. Let's keep it going this weekend.
Sounds good, Kevin. Take care.
Take care. There's Lee Sterling. It's ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741. He's 25-11 to start the season. And he's got a Baker's Dozen going. If you want to get 13 games for $97, give it a go and get his service this weekend. Log on to ParamountSports.com or give him a call either way. To recap, here we go. He likes the Fighting Irish as the team that should be favored against Ohio State. Notre Dame's getting 3 points in this game. Go with the Golden Dome, Irish over Buckeyes. Missouri, -5.5 against Memphis. He loves the Tigers to keep it rolling against a Memphis team that didn't play very well last week against Navy. Kansas State in a bounce-back win over UCF. Lee Sterling has them covering the 6-point spread. He likes BYU +9.5 in Lawrence against the Kansas Jayhawks. And he likes the Chiefs 31-20 over the Bears, but not enough to cover that spread, which may get up to 14 or 14.5 points. And his free play game of the week is Miami-Denver. If you want to get it from him, just call him at his toll-free number, 800-400-9741. Lee Sterling brought to you by Fry Orthodontics, online at fryorthodontics.com, now with a new location in Lawrence, 14 locations in the area. If you'd like to go to Fry Orthodontics and get a consultation, find out how you can get that perfect smile for life. Whether it's Invisalign or braces, Fry Orthodontics is setting the new standard in the industry for customer care and customer service. That's what Dr. Jeremy Fry is all about at fryorthodontics.com. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch. It's a great weekend to swing in there on Saturday maybe and get your rings cleaned, some jewelry repaired. They do great jewelry repair at Joslyn's for a fraction of the cost of what the other guys do, sometimes while you wait. It only takes 5 minutes to fix something, and they send you on your way. And it's really old-fashioned and great at Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch in Overland Park, the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. And don't forget, when ordering at MyPillow.com, your promo code is KKHI. It is the biggest promo code offered. You may see ads elsewhere for the towel sets, the sheet sets, the the pillow combinations, any of those things. Anything you see, if you order it and use the promo code, you get the maximum discount with KKHI. So we greatly appreciate that if you're shopping at MyStore.com/KKHI or promo code KKHI or MyPillow.com. Please use our promo code, where you can find the classic MyPillows for as low as $29, pet blankets for under $20, dog beds. Yeah, dog beds as low as $20 with promo code KKHI at MyPillow and MyStore.com. All right, hope everybody has a great weekend. We are getting ready to do the newsletter here on the weekend. If you want to join as a patron, that's KKSissues.com. We'd love to have you sign up this week and become a patron. Short of that, just spend great time with your family and your friends. Don't worry about anything. Have a great weekend. And we'll be back here at KKHI on Monday with another podcast.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.